Hey guys, it's Mike with the Daily BM, and here's another episode where Brad and I discuss a bunch of random shit. I go off on a tirade for a quick second and then realize there's nothing to tirade about, and we end the show. Hope you enjoy it. Like and subscribe. Five-star reviews are well wanted, and good luck.
Hey, good morning, suckers, and welcome to another day and another week at the Daily BM. I have Mike in here with me this morning.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
I don't know about you, man, but I go down these fucking rabbit holes all the time on social media and on the internet. And when I go down them, and then when I go back to find the shit that I was talking about, I can't find it. So I feel like the universe is really starting to fuck us all over.
It's all just a fucking dream. It's just a fucking dream.
I'm a firm believer now. I'm going to join the conspiracy bandwagon, and I'm going all in on the Great Reset. Although I can't find any information on it, like where the articles I read, but I also saw some, there's a Netflix thing talking about it too, I believe. And that's what got me going down the rabbit hole on social, because I immediately just dropped in and started talking about it. But basically, a lot of conspiracy theorists think that like the WEF is going to go ahead and do this Great Reset in as far as in economics and things of that nature and change the complete path of humanity moving forward. Now, the other conspiracies are that the universe has been reset like four times, if not more.
Okay.
So like, for instance, the Egyptians went extinct. You know what I mean? There's no fucking history of them whatsoever. Now think about this. You know, we've been moving farther and farther and farther away from having books, right? And we've been storing everything electronically, right?
Right.
So, you know, we did find, quote unquote, supposedly a battery that we believe that the Egyptians were using, right? Handheld battery. Like how we have our little A's and D's and these nuts. No, I'm just saying the C batteries and things like that. So my question is like, okay, so if that survived, right? And they were using landfills to get rid of their waste. You know what I'm saying? Who's to say that they didn't have electronics that, and they just went to electronic and stopped, you know, they just drew shit on walls. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, man, it's kind of fucked up. If you really think about it, like how does a civilization not have any history get left behind except, you know, for this small tidbits and just vanish?
Oh, man. That's a good thought. I mean, we know that the Library of Alexandria was destroyed by Xerxes, I believe.
Right.
And all that knowledge was lost. I think that's right. Is that right? I don't even know.
I don't know. I thought Achilles was real too for many, many years because I'm a fucking retard. So, you know, whatever.
I thought Achilles was real.
No, he wasn't real. He's a Greek. It's a Greek mythology.
It's all Greek mythology.
No, he was not a real person.
Oh. No, who am I thinking of? I'm thinking of Hercules.
You're thinking of Hercules. Yeah, but I'm talking Hercules about real? Achilles. I think they're all Greek mythology, like legend and stuff, just like part of being stories being told. Don't quote me on that. I'm not like a philosopher by all means or any of that kind of shit. I'm just, hey, know how we have on our freaking social media? Sometimes we talk about smart things and sometimes we're just plain stupid. Well, I'm mostly plain stupid, just like the title says. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. But, you know,
I guess. See, okay. So backtrack for 2 seconds. All right. We know Leonidas was real.
Okay.
Because he led the 300 Spartans to the hot gates. And we have documentation of that. And I know in my past studies that Leonidas claimed to be the descendant of the demigod Hercules. So, but I don't know if there's actual proof that Hercules existed.
Yeah, but I claim to have a 12-inch dick. And
just as
we all know that's a lie.
Just as there's no proof that like Samson actually existed in the Bible either. Like no documented proof as far as like.
There is documented proof that Samsonite is the cousin of Samson. And he exists. And he put all of his stuff into luggage.
I got you.
Huh?
I feel you. I feel you on that. So maybe Achilles was in the, I don't know, Homer Odyssey or something. I don't know. I have to go do a little research on that.
Yeah, so basically in a nutshell, another conspiracy is that the universe is a part of the Great Reset, You know what I'm saying? So like these, that like there's a star floating, like another like object floating around that hits the sun, and the sun sends this huge solar wave and, you know, knocks out the Earth and pretty much wipes everybody out off of it, which in theory, at some point we are going to get a solar, you know, wave that comes at us, you know, some solar flare. And it's going to knock out all our communication because we don't know how, we can't defend against that. That's what our magnetic field's for, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, I always wonder, like, what would humanity do if it went into the Dark Ages? You know, like, what would happen? You know, they predict that, like,
they've had tons of movies on that.
Yeah, but it's movies and movies, you know what I mean? But they've had where, like, you know, they said that, like, 90% of the population would be gone within the first 30 to 60 days. Like, 90%. If it went, like, if, let's just say, for instance, the United States went just completely dark. Let's say we took an EMP blast just on our end. You know what I mean? Because it takes so long to get to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they said that the people in the cities would lose their minds, start killing each other for resources and things like that, which I really think that, man, I would hope that they wouldn't be that way, but I think man is ugly. When push comes to shove, it's survival of the fittest at that point. You know? I mean, what's your thought?
Oh, man. I mean, we wouldn't survive a minute.
You would just surrender. Throw up a white flag over your house and go, hey, just come get all this shit. I don't care.
No, I mean, you see, okay. You see, like, shows like Alone.
Right.
Where people get dropped off.
Yeah.
People get dropped off into areas. And it's just a slow starvation game.
True.
I feel like we're so reliant on modern technologies that it'd be near impossible for us to get out there and survive. Our resilience is like way down due to like modern medicine and the modern treatment. I mean, our body don't really have to fight stuff off because we, you know, go take, what's it called? Antibiotics right away. So I don't think we would be able to survive. I mean,
are you an antibiotic taker? I mean, do you take antibiotics for everything when you get sick? Just curious.
No, not normally.
I normally don't take any of that. I don't take hardly any medications, honestly.
But I mean, I've come close to death with, you know, not taking antibiotics and had to be put on IV antibiotics to keep myself from dying. Yeah, and that was just a simple little infection.
I'm not talking about going to a third world country, cutting your face and then going, hey, I don't need nothing. I mean, to use their shitty water.
Everywhere becomes a third world country when the shit hits the fan.
That is true.
I mean, if you have no running water and you have to go out to the stream, like, you know, and you have to make a fire out of a stick, you know how hard that is? It's a lot harder than you think. Even with a Ferris rod, like in Florida, like the humidity is so high that sometimes it's hard to get a fire going. Unless you know exactly how to do it and you have good conditions, but 99% of the time, it's not great conditions.
No, so, especially in Florida.
So I think we'd have a lot of mass starvation really quickly, and there'd be a lot of panic. I think a lot of people would be like hurt and maimed and killed in panic just by people freaking out. It'd be really challenging to find food. So I think it'd be a quick drop off. And disease would start to run rampant relatively quickly because you don't have the sanitation would be gone.
See, that reminds me, dude, you know, I thought to myself, okay, most people would go and hit the grocery stores and convenience stores first. They would ransack those because that's their first instinct.
Right.
You know where I would go?
Where?
Distribution centers. That would be the place to hit first because you're going to probably be able to load up and get the fuck out of Dodge. You know, you would
probably get there and then employees would already be like murdering you to keep you inside.
Cause they'd be taking, shit. Yeah. They're taking shit.
The employees already know.
They're like, hey dude, we're going straight to the distribution center because they know already there.
Yeah. I have a feeling that like the police would just leave the prisons and all the prisoners would just be locked in their cells to starve to death.
Yeah. Because I mean, they would automatically go on lockdown. Yeah. You know what I mean? When they lose power, those things would open.
Yeah. They would lock them down and then they would just leave. They'd be like, fuck you guys. Sorry for your loss.
I mean, I hate to say it. I would do the same thing. I'd be like, right. Fuck, I'm not letting you fuckers out there. It's nice knowing you.
It'd be as peace. Try to get home. It'd be try to get home to your family as quickly as possible to help them. It would be like, I wouldn't, I don't know. I think it'd be a very scary situation. I think humanities would survive. Maybe there might be some pockets that could survive. I think the people that would have the highest probability of surviving are the people that live in closest to the natural environment now.
Right. I think that people that know how to hunt, know how to fish, know how to do, you know, all these things, these survival skills would have the best odds, obviously. But like you said, I mean, there's been guys that are like professionals that go out on these shows. I mean, I'm watching right now on Netflix. Yeah. I'm watching Outlast, where it's teamwork.
Oh, I hate that show.
And even they fucking struggle.
I hate that show.
Why?
I did you watch? What season are you on?
I'm on season one.
What part are you at?
Three episodes in.
Okay.
Why does it get worse?
There's
they
a part
fucking each other. They start fucking each other over.
There's a part that made me so mad that I stopped watching, and I think it was around episode 5, because I was like, there is no fucking way that this would happen in the wild.
So it was fabricated is what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is it's
bullshit is what you're saying.
Okay.
Just tell me. Fuck it. Let's just do it.
It's too.
Hey, hold on a second. Hold on. Guys, if you're watching this show, go ahead and get off here now because we're about to fuck this shit up.
Well, they're on season 2 already. So, I mean, if you haven't watched season 1.
I don't know. People might just be like me. Just
there's two. There's two white chicks and they're like 5 foot and like 100 pounds. Okay. And they're assholes. And they literally go over and they start trashing this dude's stuff because they want him to get off the island. So they're tearing up his raft, tearing up his sleeping bag and fucking it up. And he catches them and they start screaming at him. Like, don't touch me. Like, you can't touch me. Blah, 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 blah. And like, he's like, you know, obviously you can tell he can't do anything to these women and right. They're fucking his shit up. And then he goes to their camp to start fucking their shit up. And then they like are taking like entitled little bitches. And in reality, if it was because one bitch is like, this is the wild. We can do whatever the fuck we want. And he's like, no, this is still America and there's still fucking laws. Because in his mind, he's like, you know, I could just club you like a baby seal right now.
Yeah, no shit, dude.
Break you in half and be eating you for the next 2 weeks and not have to fucking worry about it.
Like, yeah, I could be chopping your fucking skinny little butt cheeks off and eating that shit. I'm getting all the fat I need from your fucking glue.
Neither one of you are hot enough to, like, you know, keep as a sex slave. So you must fucking die.
Damn.
And I was just thinking, because you can see it in his face. It's just like, I could literally end your life right now. Like, but you're tearing my shit up. And he's looking at the camera going, what the fuck am I supposed to do? You know, and it was just, it was so bullshitty because it really pissed me off because it's like,
I got an idea for a movie.
Sabotage, you know?
Hey, we should do a movie just like that, but then where they actually do kill fuckers for doing that shit.
Yeah.
Like fucking beat them down like a baby.
It would literally be it'd be like Lord of the Flies, like instantaneously, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it would be. I mean, that's
– no, like, you're right.
Everybody
God, you
would
pulled
be
out
cool.
an old movie, man. Damn.
Everybody would be cool until somebody was not cool, and then it'd be just like game on.
Yeah.
You know,
which wouldn't
like,
take long with humanity.
It'd be the one person trying to get, you know, fuck somebody over to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I don't think I'd do good in one of those reality shows. Like, not reality, but in those reality situations.
Right.
Because – it'd be such a short fucking movie because the first time somebody started acting fucking shady, it'd be like, club them like a baby seal. Like, it'd be like, sorry, can't trust you. You know, you ate all the Twinkies, you die. Fuck you.
because the reality is if two chicks like that were fucking like going over and destroying your shit and you had a firearm, you'd shoot them and kill them dead right there on the spot.
Yeah.
I'd drop them, dude.
I would have literally like, what he should have done is he should have grabbed his fire and walked over there and just lit their shit on fire. Like just
burn it to the ground
and been like, sorry for your loss. And he should have done it while they were sleeping in the fucking tent and been like, oh, sorry, my bad, bro. All's fair in love and war.
And just like that, he went to prison doing a TV
show. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the problem. Like, you know, you can't go to TV.
It's not realistic.
It's not realistic. It's like, okay, there can't be rules. Like, here's the thing. life would be so much different if people could just punch people in the face for being assholes.
Dude, I always quote fucking Mike Tyson all the time. I'm like, man, social media has made it really easy for people to not get punched in the mouth for the shit they say, pretty much is what he said. You know what I mean? And I agree. I'm like, if you would have said the shit that gets said online, everybody turns into a tough guy when they're behind a keyboard, by the way.
Yeah.
When you're a keyboard warrior, you turn into an ultimate tough guy. But the guys that run their fucking mouths on the internet, half of them would get fucking socked in the mouth back in the 80s and 90s, early 90s with that shit.
Well, number one, you're not even talking to when you're looking at the computer and not even talking to a real person, you're talking to a machine.
So yeah, you're fighting with a bot.
You're not even going to be, well, no, I don't mean a bot. I mean, you're not actually having a conversation with another human being. You're fighting with a piece of equipment, you know?
Right.
Like you're yelling at a box with another person yelling at their box on the other end. You're not face to face, you know, because people have a little bit more. Now it's gotten worse because people have lost their filters.
Mm-hmm.
And now they think they're entitled to be able to be asshats for no fucking apparent reason. You know, it's sad. It's a sad world that we're living in.
Dude, don't get me started. I can tell you a story. You already know it anyway, but it's like, I have an issue going on personally where a certain family member is just losing their fucking mind after the election. Yeah. And it is just like, are you fucking serious right now, man? We're all Americans. Just get over it. Obviously the country spoke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just deal with it. If you want to move, fucking go. Get out of here. Yeah. I don't really give a shit. So real quick, before we get out of here, I want to talk
I just wanted to say real quick on that. Did you see where, was it Nick Boza got fined almost $12,000 for wearing the MAGMA hat?
No.
Yeah, the 49ers, Nick Boza, he got fined for wearing a Make America Great Again hat during the post-game interview last month. They fined him $12,000.
I would have paid it. I'd have paid it and said, fuck you too.
No,
I'll wear what
what's
I want.
Fucked up about that? No, that's what's bullshit. Okay? Like, the NFL needs to be fucking stopped. And people need to stop fucking supporting it because they're nothing but a bunch of fucking bigots and racists.
But let me ask you this, though, real quick. Let me play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Is it may be in your contract that you're not allowed to show political opinions?
If he walked out there, so you're telling me if he walked out of there with a gay pride flag draped over his shoulders that he would get a $12,000 fine?
I don't know. He hasn't done it. I don't think I've seen somebody in the NFL do it yet. But if they did, they should get a fine if it's in their contract. Because you signed that agreement. You know what I'm saying, Mike? If you sign that contract, you sign that agreement, then you're bound by it, regardless of your views. I mean, I get it. But the reality is do I think it's a stupid fucking thing to put in a contract? Yeah. It was no different than when Terrell Owens pulled a pin out of his sock and signed an auto football and threw it in, or whatever it was, and signed it and threw it back in the crowd. It was against NFL policy to have that in your in your sock or whatever. So they fined him for it. So it really just depends on what's in writing when it comes to those contracts on players, because there's so much fucking fine print. And personally, do I think it's stupid? Yeah, I think the excessive celebration rule is fucking stupid too. You know what I mean? In college football, they have a dumbass rule. But again, if it's not in writing and he got fined for it, then that's bullshit. I agree with you 100%. But moving on, the Jake Paul and fucking Mike Tyson fight's coming up next weekend. It's I think for Netflix subscribers, it's included with your subscription.
Oh, is it?
So I got mixed feelings about this. I know Jake Paul's a big motherfucker, but dude, Mike Tyson is a fucking animal, bro. Like he's an animal. And even though he's relaxed and he's calmed down in his age, you can still see that fucking beast within that could be woken at any moment. And have you seen his training tapes over the last three or four days?
Yes.
Did you see him? He looks almost as fast as what he did 20 years ago. And then I love what he said to his last interview. He was like, he goes, the guy was like, so Mike, he goes, how do you think you're going to fare against him? He goes, no, I think I'm going to do well. And really I'm just going to hurt him. So I'm going to hurt him. I'm literally going to hurt him. I don't know about you, but I don't think I'd even want to get punched by a 59-year-old Mike Tyson. You know, he looks in phenomenal shape for his age. I think he's taking it a lot more seriously, and I'm hoping it's not rigged bullshit. Because the reality is, if Mike Tyson connects and hits Jake, he's going to knock him out. I really, truly believe that. And he was like saying, the people are saying that he can't fight for 8 rounds, but he's been doing 8-round fights for his last 3 sparring sessions. He went 8 rounds, timed everything, and went the distance. So I don't know. There's just something about Jake Paul that annoys the shit out of me. Because he's that guy in high school that drove around in his car and acted like a douchebag. You know what I mean? That's what it looks like to me. Like, I'm a douche. Hi, how are you? You know, would I fight Jake Paul? No, because he kicked my ass. He's 27 years old. You know what I mean? 26, 27 years old. But I'm saying he's a douche. He just looks like a douche. I am so into Mike Tyson's corner on this. I hope Mike Tyson not only just beats the ever-loving shit out of him. Because let's face it, all his fights have been against old guys or retired MMA guys.
Right.
It hasn't been anything worth a shit, you know what I mean, as far as quality. He fought one guy that was a boxer and fucking lost. You know what I mean? Somebody that could actually fucking box, he lost to him. Yeah. And again, hey, I commend him. He's getting in the fucking ring with some of these guys and doing the job. But he's going up against old guys that are retired, man. I mean, really, Nick Diaz? Come on, man. Things like that. Give me
a fucking break. Are they doing it for charity or are they doing it for personal gain?
This is actually a sanctioned bout. This is the first time this has been a sanctioned bout by the boxing association, whatever the fuck they call them. Yeah, so it's a sanctioned bout. So this could go against Tyson's record. You don't mean to tell me you don't think Mike Tyson doesn't want to beat his ass to keep his record at 59?
I didn't say that. Who said that?
No, I'm just saying, though. I'm just speaking like that because it's a sanctioned bout. If it wasn't sanctioned, I would say it's probably going to be a fucking dive. Tyson's going to take the money and run and just get knocked out and be like, yeah. And later on down the road when he's like 70 years old, he'll be like, man, that was all staged and stuff. I took it for the money. I wanted that $30 million paycheck. You know?
I don't think Tyson's that kind of guy.
I don't either. I think he's going to go out there and try to knock this motherfucker out.
I think he's going to knock him out.
And I think that'll be
I think it's going to be one of 30-second fights, honestly.
I just think when he connects to the liver or he connects to the face on any of his punches, he's going to drop Jake. Jake looks like a fucking overflowing bowl of fucking Jell-O right now to me. He doesn't even look like he's 100% in shape. I mean, I was watching his sparring, and don't get me wrong, I'm not the epitome of fitness myself right now either. Yeah. But I'm also not running my mouth trying to box Mike Tyson and talking shit to him. You know what I mean?
Right. Uh-huh.
That'd be like me going up there going, fuck you, Tyson, I'll whoop your ass. Dude, I would get knocked out on the very first punch.
Right.
But I don't know, man. I just was wondering, who do you like in this before we go?
Well, Tyson, of course.
Okay, how many rounds?
First.
All right, I'm going to go round 4. I think they're 2-minute rounds, I believe. They're 2-minute rounds. I'm going to go round 4, Tyson by, I'm going to go say, technical knockout. I don't think he's going to knock him out, but I think he's going to get him where he's like, hi, buddy. I don't even know my name. You know, that's what I think. I think he's going to connect on a few blows throughout those 4 rounds, and it's going to fuck Jake up. I can only be so lucky. But anyway, and for all you Jake Paul supporters, get ready to be crying a river because he's going to get knocked the fuck out. So anywho, Mike, let's go ahead and get out of here for the day, man. What do you think?
Yeah. So I just actually real quick, I just looked it up. I guess the NFL fines a lot for any type of personal wardrobe.
You still won't let it go. You still won't let it go.
No, I'm not letting it. I'm not letting it go. I didn't realize that, I guess, the stuff that I saw with the gay pride stuff was sanctioned stuff, and that's the difference.
So
because they, you know, were gay for the month of Gay Pride Month, the NFL, they sanctioned all the gay pride stuff, and then all the other stuff, you know, like the 9/11 commemorative cleats that some of the athletes wore, they all got fined to wear those. But I guess they were happy to pay the fine because it was part of their wardrobe, you know, violation contract.
Right. That's what I'm saying, because usually it's in black and white, what you can and can't do. And like you said, it's a sanctioned event. Just have a sanctioned MAGA event, man. That's all. Nah. We should all wear red shoes. I'm sure.
I don't think they should have any of that, to be honest with you.
I don't either. I don't think any politics should come into sports. I don't think it should all stay outside sports. You're there to play football, man. You know what I mean? Wear the uniform, play fucking football.
I think the American flag should represent all of us, and that's what we should work towards. I don't think that we should be subdividing cultures inside of America. Like, I think that's where the problem has been. And I think that's why it bugs me so much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
because
I feel like there's more division now than ever.
Oh, 100%. Huge.
There hasn't been this much division since the Civil War. Let's just call it what it is. We haven't had this much division internally between the people since the Civil War. And people can say what they want, you know, but it was still, what, 52% to 47% or something like that? So that's still 50-50 to me. That's close enough, which means we are divided more than anything.
Oh, the popular vote you're talking
Correct.
About?
Correct. So we definitely have some healing to do, and we need to press forward as Americans and set the example and the stage for the rest of the world. Because right now they all have their eyes on us looking at us. That's obvious. After this election, it was completely obvious, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it was 50 to 48.
Yes, 70, it was super 70, close.
74,800,000 to 71,200,000.
Yeah. So that's close, man. That's close. That's half the country. Like I said, there hasn't been this divide since the Civil War. So we need to wake up and remember from our past. Let's just try to iron out our differences and make it work for everybody. Anyway, listen, guys, don't forget, head over to the dailybm.com. You can follow us on all our socials. If you were on Mikey's friends list personally, then guess what? You've been freaking executed. That all being said, don't forget you get 20% off by using the promo code DAILYBM.
That's not
over at masondangeredco.com where you can get great beard and other men's products. Before you axe everybody off your socials, what else you got for us?
I don't axe everybody off my socials. So every year a purge where I purge down to 99 people.
Yeah, so if you didn't make the cut out of his 125 friends, then if you were 26 of you, you're gone.
I typically, because I do not post, and so the only time that I will remove you is if you're not actively posting, simply because I feel like it's a waste of space. And I'm okay if you guys remove me since I don't post. Like, it doesn't bother me because I just follow accounts that inspire and motivate me for the 20 minutes a day that I scroll through Instagram. And that's it.
Yeah, the dominatrixes and bikini models as well. Anyway, that means I'm just fucking with you, man. Come on.
Yeah.
You're so tired.
I don't like to punish myself, so I don't watch that kind of stuff.
It is. It's self-punishment for sure.
It is. Yeah.
All right, guys. Yeah. We're out of here. Go ahead.
It's like being the poor kid, you know, standing outside of outside of the New York City, looking in all the windows of all the toys that you can't buy during Christmas because you're poor. You know, it's just like that. It's like things you'll never be able to have.
unachievable
dreams. Exactly. You know, stop dreaming.
Stop dreaming. Stop staring at the hot chick, because guess what? 90% of us can never get them. And to the 10% that are, we have one final word for you. Fuck you. You some lucky bastards. Anyway, all right. Guys, don't forget, head over to dailybm.com. Right. We'll catch you guys on the flip side.
All right, see you guys.
Deuces.